Yesterday we brought down the novel approach of the Arizal, that when it comes to Tachnun, it's a possibility that a person could still recite Tachnun in the normal fashion, even in a place without a Sefer Torah, in the event that he's Muxuk B'chassidus and Hagus Kabbalah, well-versed in Torah, in mystical Torah knowledge. We also brought down the unique halacha in Yerushalayim, that even in a place where there's no Sefer Torah in Yerushalayim, we also allow Tachnun to be recited there because of Lithnei Aron Hashem. The reason why we require the Torah to be present when we recite Tachnun is the pasuk that says in Yeshua, V'yipol apanav arza lifnei Aron Hashem, that they fell upon their faces when the Aron was in front of them, which implies that it's necessary to have a Torah present, or at least in Yerushalayim, in which also has this same spirituality, this level of Kedusha. However, according to the opinion of the Ramah, Ramosh Isserles is of the opinion, he says, De'ein nefilas apayim el b'machim sheish aron v'sefer Torah v'socho. It's necessary, apparently, to have both. You have to have an aron, as well as a sefer Torah within it. Otherwise, you do not recite Tachnun by actually reclining on your arm. But rather, you just recite it without actually nefilas apayim. So, we left off asking the question, if it's necessary, in fact, that you have to have a Sefer Torah there, what if the Torah is puzzle? Does that make any difference? Is it still considered a Sefer Torah, as far as reciting Tachnun, that it's still considered, quote, Lifnei Aron Hashem? So it says as follows, that, Ein Nefilas Apayim El B'Machim Sheish Aron HaSefer Torah B'Socho, V'Hu Adin Sefer Torah L'Chud Dai. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not the Aron that's the most important thing, but the Torah which is within it. So which means that if you would just have a Sefer Torah in a room, even if there's no actual place for the Torah to be put, nonetheless that's certainly a reason enough to say Tachnun. All you need is the Torah, really. That's really what the Mishnah Berurah is qualifying the words of the Ramah. V'kivan shenefilas apayim shelanu, enu b'nefila artza, that because the Tachnun that we do now does not necessarily represent that which was done before, the Enu Ela Zecher Nefilas Apayim Dizmanehem, that we do this as a Zecher, as a remembrance of the way it was done, in which a person actually fell all the way to the ground with their head on the ground, which is not, of course, what we do. L'chein, because of this, that it's really only a Zecher, therefore we're more lenient when it comes to resetting Tachnun. Therefore, gam kishesh sefer Torah pasul esher lasos nefilas apayim v'chein nohagu. That the custom which we have is just as long as there's a sefer Torah, even if that sefer Torah is pasul, because we're already lenient in the way that we perform Tachnun, that's also not a problem. V'chein nohagu l'hakel v'chedesh sheish sefer kodesh. He says that if not only Lav Davka, a Sefer Torah, which is possible, but any other Sifri Kodesh, not necessarily a Torah itself, but other Sifri Kodesh, would also be reason enough that a person should continue to say Tachlin in that particular room. Now, what happens if you're in a room where there is no Sifri Kodesh and there's no Torah? Well, of course, you apparently what we just said, according to Ramah, you don't say Tachlin in that fashion. It was actually, the question was brought down to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who lived from 1910 to 1995. What happens if you're in a shul that they bring the Sefer Torah only during the times that it's read? And maybe it's because of safety reasons. They don't just want to leave a Torah in a room. It's easily, it could get stolen. God forbid there could be a fire. So, do we recite Tachnun in such a shul on the other days, even though there is absolutely no Sefer Torah, but maybe tomorrow there will be, and yesterday there was? So he holds as follows: the Beis Hakneses Sheisham Aron Kodesh Acha Sefer Torah Lo Nimsasham B'Kvius. Let's say that the Torah is not there continuously every single day, for the reasons we just said: Menei Chashash Geneva Sreif V'Kedoma. Very valid reasons, practical reasons. There's the Sefer Torah, the Aron is not a safe, and you don't just want to leave it there, so you want to take it with you and bring it home in a safer environment. Perhaps something, God forbid, could happen, it could get destroyed in some way. And therefore, they bring the Sefer Torah only when it's read. Mavi Mosul Aron HaKodesh Rak B'Sheni B'Chamishi Shabbos Kodesh. Asher says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's possible, lipol apayim af b'yomim she'ein ha-sefer Torah shum. Because we are so lenient in the way that we recite Tachnun, that it's only a zecher, it's just a remembrance of the way it was done, therefore even in such a room in which there is absolutely no sefer Torah, but there generally is when it's, of course, Monday, Thursday, or any time that the Torah is read, you can also say Tachnun in the same regular fashion in that room, even though there's no Torah there today at all. Now, what happens when it comes to educating a child, chinuch? And in a typical classroom, there's not a sefer Torah. And maybe your cheder, the class that you're teaching, they daven there. Question is, do we teach the children to recite Tachnun as we do in a shul? So this question is actually brought down in Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He says as follows, the Ein Chashash Klal, there's no issue whatsoever when it comes to educating our youth that we allow them to, when they recite Tachnun, to do so in the normal fashion as we do in Shul. Even though not only is there not a Sefer Torah, there's not even a Apostle Sefer Torah, there's not even, let's say, Sifri Kodesh, which I'm not sure what they're studying afterwards, but it's an empty room, that's also not an issue whatsoever. It's also brought down in Igros Moshe a very fascinating statement, whether or not Tachnun should be recited at all by children, because of the tremendous holiness and sanctity, as we discussed what Tachnun really is. These are a couple of sentences taken from Rav Moshe Zatzal. He says, "Ach, im b'chlal yeshchiyav l'chanech katanim, b'nefilos apayim enu barer." I'm not even so sure whether or not children who are minors, they're not yet have reached the age of bar mitzvah, whether we should have them say Tachnun at all. And he continues and says, "V'zachreinu, I remember when I was a child, b'harbimimkomos b'Europa shahayisham gedoyli Torah, lo nahagul hatzuch katanim nefilos apayim v'afil yuladim eil shekvar yodu kam mesechtos." He says, "I remember in the good old days, back in Europe, that some of the prominent yeshivas in which the children were not only learning Aleph Beis, they were already masters at a young age of many mesechtos, many tractates, that they were particular, and of course the way they davened, they would daven every single word, but for some reason they would not recite Tachnun and teach the children Tachnun at all, such as the great kedusha, the sanctity of the reciting of Tachnun, that's how serious it was. And therefore, because of this, says Rav Moshe, that certainly, if it is your minhag that you do teach a child to say Tachnun, it's certainly not necessary that if you would want to teach them, you want to teach them in the proper way, then even if there's no Sefer Torah, nonetheless, Tachnun can be recited in the same way that it's done in a shul.